Mishnah, the halacha is that if somebody breaks Shabbos, but he doesn't realize that what he is doing is a violation of Shabbos, well, let's say he doesn't know that it is Shabbos right now, so he is obligated to bring a korban chatos for that malacha. Now, at the end of this Mishnah, we're going to see a rule that one is only obligated and really allowed to bring a korban chatos if both the beginning and the end of the malacha was done in a state of shgaga, of mistakenness, of not realizing that what he was doing was forbidden. However, if, let's say, halfway through doing the malacha, he realizes it's Shabbos, or he realizes that it's forbidden, then he will not be obligated to bring a korban chatos. So the Mishnah says, Hazorik, one who throws something, either from one domain to another, or for four amas in Rosh Hashanah, and after it's left his hand, v'nizkar, he realizes that what he was doing was forbidden, or perhaps he realizes it's Shabbos, la'acha sheyotza miyadai, after it left his hand, so that means that the last part of the malacha, when it was actually, when there was a hanacha, when it landed on the ground, it was no longer in a state of shgaga, and therefore he's going to be exempt. The Mishnah now goes on to a different case. If somebody throws something, but before it's able to land, somebody else comes towards that thing, and kalota acher, somebody else caught it. So that means that the final part of the malacha was done by a second person. Number one. Number two, your intention of your malacha wasn't really fulfilled. You intended that it land somewhere else. And therefore, once again, in this scenario, you would be potter. You would be exempt. And third case is where you threw it, and kalota kelev, a dog caught it in his mouth. Now the dog's mouth is not considered to be a Rosh Hayochid or a Rosh Harabim, so whatever happens, if it lands there, you are not chayev, although the Gemara does discuss, in a case where you are aiming for the dog's mouth, perhaps you might be chayev. We view the dog's mouth as if it was a Rosh Hayochid, but that's not the case of our Mishnah, Eisha Nisrafa, or if, let's say, the thing which you threw burnt in the air before it managed to land. So in any of these cases where the malacha was not completed in the same way as it started, potter, you are exempt. And now the Mishnah goes back to the first case to teach this rule. Zorek lasis chabrua bein ba'odom aveim behema. If somebody threw something at somebody or at an animal in order to make a wound on him or on the animal, so that is forbidden to do on Shabbos, but then v'nizkar shelein asal chabrua, he realized before the wound was made that this was forbidden, or that it was Shabbos. So that means at the end of the malacha, it was not in a state of shugaga. It was no longer by mistake. In that case, potter, he's exempt because of the following rule, zahaklal. This is the rule, kol chayovi chatois enon chayovin. Anybody, in order to be chayev a korban chatos, they are not chayev ad shetehei tchilasam sefen shugaga, unless both the beginning and the end of the malacha was done in a state of being it by mistake. And the Mishnah elaborates, Tchilos and Shgaga v'seif and Zadain, if the beginning of the Malacha was in a state of Shgaga, it was by mistake, v'seif and Zadain, but the end of it was done when you realized that you were doing something forbidden, it was on purpose, or Tchilos and Zadain v'seif and Shgaga, if at the beginning it was on purpose and only at the end it was by mistake, in those two cases, Paturin, you are exempt, ad shetehi Tchilos and v'seif and Shgaga, until both the beginning and the end of the Malacha are done in a state of Shgaga, only then would you be chayev a korban chatos. Now the reason why the Mishnah adds on this last bit is to teach you, very interestingly, as the Gemara elaborates, that if the middle part of the Malacha was done intentionally, as long as the beginning and the end were done by mistake, and if you combine together the beginning and the end, it is considered a significant Malacha, then you would still be chayev despite this middle bit. It should be noted that the Gemara gives two different explanations for much of this Mishnah. We explained it according to one explanation, but the Gemara does have a second explanation.